Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really quick.
Gary Gensling. I'm the executive director of the National Symphony Orchestra.
And we are talking because this time, we've talked with you many times before. This one's a bit of a somber occasion. It's the Concert of Remembrance to mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. It'll be the day before the anniversary. It's Friday, September 10th at 7:30 p.m. Explain how this came about. Obviously, you know, this we were staring down this horrific anniversary, and the evacuation in Afghanistan and is horrifically and tragically brought it all back in top of mind. But, you know, how did this come up? You saw the date coming up on the calendar and said, we have to do something with the NSO.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for raising awareness about this important event. You know, to the goal of our Concert for Remembrance is to not only recognize the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, but also to commemorate lives lost during the pandemic. And also the National Symphony and Kennedy Center seek to express our gratitude to all those who protect us, including the military, our local law enforcement, frontline healthcare workers who do so much to keep us safe. And you know, you asked why we're doing this. Well, as you know, the Kennedy Center has been shuttered since the start of the pandemic. And as our plans came together to return to live performance and to return to doing what we do so well, which is gathering people in our grand spaces and experiencing the performing arts, knowing the timing of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we really felt it was important right at the outset of our reawakening to recognize the anniversary of September 11th, to recognize the lives lost, and to offer our thanks to so many of our fellow citizens who have been working tirelessly to keep us safe and to keep us healthy. And we're doing that in a way that we know best, and that's through the language of music.
Great. And speaking of the language of music, tell me who all we have performing.
Our program this evening, and we should know this is a free concert and open to the public. It's going to be first come, first serve, so get there early. The concert starts at 7:30 on the 10th. The concert will be conducted by the NSO's music director, John Andrea Nozeda. We're so delighted that John Andrea will be with us for this important evening. We will be featuring internationally known mezzo-soprano Isabel Leonard, and also be joined by the President's own United States Marine Band for a wonderful, diverse, patriotic program.
Awesome. And do you know what pieces they'll actually be performing? Are we allowed to get a little bit of insight into that?
Sure. You'll hear some wonderful orchestral works like Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. We're going to do a piece by a wonderful composer, William Grant Still. Isabel Leonard will be singing a number of recognizable songs by the great American composer, Leonard Bernstein. And we will also be performing a piece that we've commissioned for this evening. It will be the world premiere, the first time this piece is ever performed, just to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11, by a composer named James Lee III. James is a professor of composition at Morgan State University in Baltimore and also a Fulbright scholar. This new piece, James is calling An Engraved American Mourning, and it is really a reflection on his emotions from September 11th of 2001.
Wow. So he actually wrote this specifically for this concert. First time anyone will ever hear it.
Absolutely. It'll be a special moment for sure.
Wow, that's going to be really, that's worth coming on its own. Cool. And then, so in addition to the music performances, we also have some cool, you know, guest speakers lined up, some really real heavy hitters. Explain who we have.
Sure. We've invited a number of guests to join us. And as of now, I can confirm that we will be joined by General Colin Powell, who'll be making some remarks, as well as Dr. Francis Collins, who is the director of the National Institutes of Health, and a few additional speakers as well. So really to add some of their personal thoughts on the occasion and the role of music, paying tribute to all those who we've lost and all those who have served our country so well.
Cool. Well, so obviously this will be in, you know, I guess the concert hall, I assume, and because it's a concert. And but what's sort of the protocol in terms of what's the Kennedy Center's, you know, mask or vaccination policy? I'm pretty sure, aren't they the ones that require a vaccine or a negative test? Explain what the deal is.
Yeah, so this program will be in the Kennedy Center concert hall. You're right about that, Jason. And as the Kennedy Center announced, starting September 1st, we will be requiring proof of a full vaccination against COVID-19 to attend all indoor performances. Children under 12 of age or those who don't have proof of vaccine will have to provide proof of a recent negative test in order to attend. And we will be requiring masks indoors at all times for all patrons, regardless of vaccination status, in all indoor spaces at the center.
Cool. So that applies to all staff, performers, audiences. We're all in it together. And, you know, we're, and it's fitting. It's a small price to pay, especially for a concert that is going to be reflecting on, you know, those lost to the pandemic, you know, and those on the front lines, you know, it's chip in and do your part while also marking 9/11. There's a lot of tie-ins all woven into one here, into a nice event. Yeah. Just in closing, why should folks come out? Obviously there's probably going to be a ton of, you know, 9/11 20th anniversary stuff, a ton of pandemic related stuff as well. But, you know, what sets this apart? Just the idea of seeing a renowned, you know, NSO in such a space like the Kennedy Center, you know, what sets this apart of all the other things you could maybe do to mark the anniversary?
Sure. Thank you, Jason. Well, look, on behalf of all of my colleagues at the National Symphony and the Kennedy Center, you know, we believe strongly in our hearts the role that music can play to bring people together and to inspire us and to cause us to reflect. And so for us, the opportunity to gather and experience great music, some well-known works, as well as a piece being created for the very first time, and to commemorate this occasion with some special guests is going to make for a special and unique evening. And we hope everyone listening will join us.
Awesome. Well, again, it's the National Symphony Orchestra's Concert of Remembrance at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall on Friday, September 10th, 7:30 p.m. It's free, but it is first come, first serve. So show up early. Show starts at 7:30. Check out the vaccine and mask policy on kennedycenter.org. And thank you so much for doing this. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years. I'm sure you, like me, I could close my eyes right now and just see images of that horrific day. Just like it was yesterday, and it's hard to believe it's been 20 years, but thanks for doing this, for DC and for the nation. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason.